Hey everyone, thank you for joining us on this incredible platform, Encounter. You know that it is here where we get revelation, impartation, and equipping. My name is Leon DePrio from Encounter Church, from Encounter Christian Church, Encounter Global. You will see that this word will lift you, will empower you, will equip you. So I want you to stay tuned. Before that, go visit www.encounterchurch.co.za for any resources to give via any platform, for any video resources. Become a part of this family. Become a part of this network. I can't wait to be with you today. This message is going to be pure revelation. Stay tuned, and I can't wait to see you. Get into the message. God bless you.
Your worship is your weapon tonight. Your worship is your weapon tonight. Tonight you're dining at the Lord's table. And breakthrough is the cup that you will drink from. Father, we worship you. We welcome you in this place tonight. Lord, we surrender, we yield, we submit to you. I pray, my Father, I pray that tonight there will be a demonstration of your power. That the message being preached will be accompanied by a demonstration. I pray that your word in this night will be established in every heart, in every spirit, in every mind, in every thought. I pray, my Father, I pray may you locate everyone tonight. May you not pass one person by. I pray that everyone here tonight, that they will encounter you. That they will have an encounter with your supernatural raw power. That they will encounter your love. I pray, my Father, I pray may you be the one that lays his hands tonight. And so you may you increase our current measure of spiritual sensitivity. May we become more aware of the reality of the closeness of your presence that is actively alive within, upon, and around us and through our lives. I pray that by your Spirit, may you take every one of us higher tonight. May we be taken deeper into your secret place. May we abide under your holy shadow. May we tonight rub shoulders with you, the holy, uncreated, creating one. May we have the ability to take a hold of everything that you have got prepared for us tonight. I pray, my Father, that this atmosphere be soaked with your gifts and that we will be able to take a hold of each and every one of them. I pray may we step out of a fleshly, carnal state into a supernatural, spiritual state. Even now, where we are able to receive your revelation, I pray that every carnal thought and suggestion be quieted right now. In the name of Jesus, everything that might limit you in this night, my God, I come against it with your authority in the name of Jesus. I bind it, rebuke and break its power. I declare and I decree that it is lame, deaf, blind, mute and dumb, that it will not stand, it will not manifest. I banish it out of this atmosphere in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that your anointing will flow effortlessly. Even now, Holy Spirit, I pray, may you walk, may you move through these rows, touch every heart. I pray that spiritual surgery be done upon every heart in this place tonight. Everything that is not of you, my God, I pray that it be uprooted, be taken out, and be destroyed. That the effects that these things have had over our lives, I pray that it be removed. I pray that perfect healing and restoration be taken place. As my God, you replace everything with what is of you. I pray that every heart even now be taken, consumed with your heart, that we will develop hearts that is after your own. Father, we love you. We worship you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And we give you all the praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on, give him a praise offering. Come on, praise him, praise him, praise him. Something is wrong with your praise tonight. Raise your hands, open your mouths, and praise him. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Please bear with me tonight. It feels like my voice is about to go. If it happens, Eckhart. Are you guys excited to be at church tonight? Yes. Amen. Are you excited to be in the house of the Lord? Yes. Are you excited to get into God's word tonight? Yes. Listen, tonight. Tonight is the night. You are at the right place at the right time. Tonight we're about to break the back of poverty. Tonight we're about to destroy every financial lack that there might be in your life. You're about to be established financially in every dimension, area and aspect of your life. Tonight, financial deliverance belongs to you. Come on. Give him a shout of praise. I am expecting for tonight. I don't know about you. Amen. I feel God's presence all over me. And tonight I've got a word for you. That is out of heaven. Tonight we're going to step into the vaults of revelations that is in heaven. Tonight we're about to teach you, equip you, and train you how to be financially free. How to be financially successful. Amen. Are you guys excited about this topic? I hope so. Listen, it is the first time. How many people attended this morning? I just quickly want to see. Okay, I'm going to have to just recap a bit because this is part two of this morning. Amen. Listen, this is the first time in the history of Encounter Church that we're dedicating an entire day to finances. Understand that finances is a priority to Jesus Christ. He preached more on finances than on fasting and prayer put together. Jesus Christ preached more on finances than on prayer and fasting put together. Amen. It is a very important principle. Tonight, you're about to receive financial deliverance on every level and accounts. Amen. Before I get into this message, I'm getting ahead of myself. I first would like to say that I greatly honor and respect the spiritual authority that is over this house. Is the sound okay? Can everyone hear me? They're at the back. Amen. And I greatly honor and respect the spiritual authority over this house, both Pastor Leon, Pastor Esther Dupria. I thank them for once again entrusting me tonight to take the pulpit and so to minister the word of God. It is a task at hand that I do not take lightly. I place high value to doing this. Amen. And can I maybe ask the ushers or whoever is going to be handing out the ushers to hand out? Don't hand it out yet. Just get it ready. Wait before you hand it out. Listen, we've got a very special gift prepared for you tonight. Aish. Maybe you don't like gifts. I love gifts. I will take all yours and go sell it and make some money. We've prepared a very special gift for you tonight. It is a parcel that we have put together to help you with your financial planning and to help you and aid you to reach your financial goals. Amen. But there's just a few things that I need to say on this before we hand it out. Please understand that Encounter Church is by no way or in any way are we a financial planning company. I don't know why that's funny. Encounter Church is not a financial planning company. Amen. I want to make that very clear. And so the stuff that you will find within this manual is merely a guideline. Okay? It is our point of view that I've come through research of experience in this field. Amen. Are you guys with me? This is very important. Just please listen to me for a moment. And within this parcel, you will find that there is a budget sample. Amen. On the back of your budget sample, you will see that there is a website that you can go and visit. It says encounterchurch.co.za. You can go into financial deliverance, and you can download your free documents. Amen. There you will also find an empty budget sheet that is for family. Please understand that these budget sheets is purely for personal use, that in no facet, form, and way do we want to see your budget or even tell you how to run your budget. Amen. It is just for personal use. Listen, there are churches out there that actually does this thing. Amen. It's called like churches that have gone public and said that they want to see the budgets and the way that their members run their finances. It is compulsory that they bring it to them. This is not us. Amen. The reason why we're giving this stuff out tonight is purely for educational. It is an inspirational tool. It is to help you with your personal finances. You guys with me? Amen. We're merely doing this because we care about you guys. And what we want to do is to see you that you can survive, that you can overcome the current crisis, economical, financial crisis of South Africa. Amen. I want you to go through it. It is very powerful. Let me just get it out. Let me read you some stuff in this. Listen, this is powerful. There's a booklet, a financial deliverance booklet. Amen. And please, when we hand this out, don't get distracted. When you receive it, place it underneath your seat. Can I ask that? Otherwise, you're going to miss the message. Amen. Within this document, you will find the first point. It says the laws of money. Very powerful. Certain laws to money. It says the purpose for money must be money is on a mission. So money is for a purpose. Money answers everything. Money must be used wisely so that the problems can be sorted out for good. Money will bring security to your family. Money is a defense system. Money is not evil. God owns money. Amen? Some of the stuff that you'll find in there. Then point number two, 5 ways to save on tax. I think that is necessary for each and every one of us. And then on the last page, there are secrets to wealth creation. Wow. Secrets to wealth creation. If you want to be financially free, this is for you. Secrets to wealth creation. Amen. Listen, it says here, one of the points. Let me read a few things. Money works with speed. Money lying in a bank account is running away from you and getting less and less. Cash flow is king. Budget your time, money, and energy. Every successful person plans his life carefully. Listen, there's many more powerful keys and principles locked up within that manual. I want you to take it, use it, and equip yourself. Amen. Thank you, guys. You can quickly hand it out. Amen. Are you ready for the word? I just need to recap a bit of this morning, because this is kind of part two and it flows out of this morning's message. Listen, when it comes to finances, I said this morning, the moment that we mention finances, then many people start taking offense and they will feel within their hearts that I don't want to hear this. It is because of a picture that I've been painted over the years that when it comes to church and finances, that the moment that we start to mention even the word tithe or offering, that it is your mindset to think that the church now only wants money. Amen? But listen, tonight, as I've asked and requested this morning, I want to ask you tonight, can I ask you something? Can I ask you to change your mindset? Not to think like that. Listen, I stated this morning that the reason why we're doing this whole session, a complete Sunday on finances, is to help you and it is to set you free. If you can develop that mindset, it will open your spirits and it will cause you to move in a dimension that you will be able to receive this financial deliverance that will be poured out over your life in every facet, form, and way. Amen. So listen, I think it was about 2 weeks ago when I preached on the deliverance of the tongue, when we spoke on slander and gossip. And I said that it is Pastor Leon's heart is for you, that he truly cares for you, that he loves you. Amen. That he wants the best for you and that he will do everything. Listen, his heart's attitude is for you to reach your full spiritual potential, to move within your God-given call, to take up the assignment that God has given you and to walk in that God has entrusted you with. That is His purpose. That is His motive with you. And He will do everything within His power to train you, to equip you, and to teach you so that you can accomplish exactly that. Amen? You guys with me? So that you can accomplish exactly that. He will do everything within His power to make sure that you are well looked after and that you are protected. This message is no different. The reason why we're going into this thing in this throughout this whole day, it is to help you, to train you, and to equip you to become financially strong, to become financially successful. Amen. So please, if you've got this mindset of, here we go again, it is just another church that now wants money, change that. The reason why you will think like that is because your flesh, carnal man, cannot receive this revelation. When it comes to finances, there are two major problems. As I've mentioned this morning, and sorry for the guys that now have already attended this morning, I have to recap on this for the guys that did not attend. Is that okay? And so, there are two major problems when it comes to finances. And the first is that we live in a day and age with a generation that have not been taught, have not been equipped nor trained how to work with finances, how to manage finances, how to keep a proper budget. Listen, when we speak of keeping a budget, the key word in that phrase is keeping. It means to be a good steward of the things that God have trusted you with. Listen, the Bible teaches us that we must be good stewards of the riches of God. Amen. That means with your finances, and that means in your married life, in every aspect, you need to be a good steward. What is a good steward? It is someone that can manage the things that God have given to you. And so I've asked the question, and I want to ask the same thing tonight. And be honest now, how many of people sitting here by the raising of your hand can say that I've started a budget, but I'm not keeping to it? Meaning that you budget for something, but you always go outside of the budget. Many have started and have thrown the budget away. It is not even existing anymore. You see, the problem with many of you is that your budget is managing you. You are working for your money. Your money is not working for you. Amen? Especially in this bad economical state of South Africa, many find themselves in a downward spiral of debt. And you're sinking deeper and deeper. Amen? It is a common problem with finances. The second common problem, and this is a big one, is that many people do not believe or even know that money is a spiritual thing. It is a spiritual thing. It is a physical substance, but it is a spiritual thing. There's a spirit behind money. Amen? And because it's a spiritual thing, means that if you want to receive financial breakthrough, you're going to have to apply spiritual principles. And those spiritual principles that I've mentioned in this morning is called tithes and offerings or sowing a seed. Amen. I cannot get into it now. Now listen, this is a revelation. What I'm about to throw out tonight is a revelation. It is a revelation that can only be received by your spirit man. Your carnal man will not be able to understand it. Your carnal man will reject it. Your carnal man will kick against it, because the Bible says that your carnal man cannot submit to God's law, and it cannot perceive the things nor receive the things that is of God. Amen. So I want to ask you tonight to open your hearts. Open your spirits. Open your spiritual ears. Do I have spiritual people with me tonight? Amen. Can I ask you to be in spirit and in truth, in unity with me tonight, so that I can deliver this message in the best possible way? It is going to be dependent on your response. Listen, if you see me go crazy tonight, it is because of your response. Amen. Do I have spiritual people with me tonight? In life, you will fight many battles. You will fight many battles. How many sitting here can tell me that, listen, I'm fighting many battles in life? Come on, that's everyone. We all fight many battles. The hardest battle to fight is a financial struggle. It places a burden upon you that drags you down. It strips you of all self-worth. It kills, destroys. It is not of God. There's a spirit of poverty behind that thing. But tonight we're going to break the back of that thing. Tonight, the back of poverty will be broken. Amen? The most difficult battle to fight is a financial battle where you struggle financially. Why? Because I'm telling you now that if you can draft a list where, let's say, there's 10 things that you desperately need breakthrough on, I guarantee you that if you receive financial breakthrough, that all of those things will be able to be solved. So if you do not receive financial breakthrough, means that the list will not be able to be resolved. Amen? And so we're fighting many battles in life. And so if I have to ask you tonight, what is life? You will battle to define the word life, because it's something that is very vast and that is rich. You cannot define life. It is the same with love. If I ask you what is love, you will not be able to define it. Amen? Because the answers that I will receive will be according to your own perception. And so every answer that I receive will greatly differ one from another. So what is life? Life is a way of living. So for example, if I go to someone and they love hunting, they will say that, listen, this is life. When I'm hunting, I'm living. This is life. When it's someone that loves praying, they will say that, listen, when I pray, this is life. I enjoy life. When you go to someone that loves camping, they will say that, listen, this is life. I am enjoying life. Amen? And so, what is life? What is life? It is the way that it is lived. It is a concept. It is the way that it's lived. Listen, the moment that I take this mic and I come up onto this pulpit, then I'm saying that, listen, this is life for me. This is what I enjoy doing. Amen? For me, this is life. But you need to understand that life, and there's a reason why I'm saying these things. I'm getting to a point. Stay with me. Amen? Everything is with purpose. Know exactly where I'm going with this service. Are you guys with me? Amen? Life is a gift from God. The Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 10, King James Version, you can maybe put that on the screen. And it says that the thief have not come but to kill, to steal, and destroy. But I have come, Lord Jesus Christ speaking, that you may have life and live it in abundance. So life is a gift from God. Amen? Listen, life is not what you think it is. Life is the way that you have programmed it. If you're going through certain things in life, you might just think that, listen, things are just happening because this is the cards that I have been dealt. It is just the way that things are. No. Life is the way that you have programmed it. Things are happening in your life because it is the way that you have programmed it. And so the moment that you change something in this program, your perception of life will also change, because now you're moving in a different dimension of life. Life is the way that you program it. And so in this life, God has given us something. that is very limited. And that thing is called time. Say time. It is something that God has given us that is very limited. Listen, yesterday has come, has gone, and will never come again. This natural world, time is very limited. And so when God has given you, let's say for example, 90 years to live, He has given you an assignment with that 90 years. Meaning within this 90 years, you have to find out what is your call, or what is your purpose, and live in that. Because when the 90 years is up, you're going to go. And so it's of the utmost importance that you use your time effectively. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 10, King James Version, it says, "Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Because if you do these things, you shall not stumble. If you do these things, you will not fall." It is the way that you program your life. If you do these things, you will not fall. What things? It is the way that you program your life. It has got to be programmed, led by the Holy Spirit, according to the way that God has ordained it. Because the moment that you do this, you will walk in constant prosperity in every facet, in every dimension, and in every area of your life. It is when you do this that a blessing will be poured out over your life. Listen, the Bible says in the book of Malachi, and I'll actually continue where I've left off this morning. Put that on the screen for me. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, King James Version. Are you guys still with me? Verse 10. And it says, "Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." I just love the scripture. What a powerful blessing. Amen. Listen, it is truly time that we as sons and daughters of the Most High God start to operate according to the God system. The reason why many people or Christians, let me rephrase, the reason why many believers are broke, financially struggling, it is because you're operating according to a world system. And in this world system, there are human ways of getting rich. But then there is a spiritual frequency that is only available to us as believers. And if you can tap into this frequency, if you can tune into this frequency, will open the floodgates of heaven and cause you to attract money. I'm telling you that if you can tap into this frequency, that you will become a money magnet. Money will come to you. I don't know if you're hearing me. And the very thing that will give you access into that frequency is locked up in this very verse, but you're not seeing it. It says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that you will not have room enough to store it, you will not have room enough to contain it." Amen? Your tithe, to rephrase that I've said in this morning, is 10% of your income. It is something that is owed to God. You guys with me? Your tithe is the very thing that will allow you to tune into this God frequency. That will open the windows of what? The windows of heaven. Meaning when you tithe, it connects you with a spiritual, supernatural dimension. It is opening the windows, the doorway of heaven. Your tithe is the very thing that gives you access into another frequency, a higher frequency. Your tithe is the very thing that will open the floodgates of heaven and cause a blessing to be poured out of your life. So great that you will not have room enough to store it. Now note, the Bible does not say blessings. It says blessing one. Now what is this blessing? It is the power to generate wealth. This blessing is the power to generate wealth. So you do not need blessings. You only need a blessing. That is why you are here tonight. I am telling you that tonight you're about to receive a different type of anointing. Tonight you're about to receive a different type of anointing. Tonight you're about to receive the not a room enough distorted anointing. I'm telling you that you're about to walk in unquestionable dominion. In prosperity, in every facet, form, and way in your life. Come on now, say revelation. This is a revelation that only your spirit man can receive and understand. Listen, when a word, this is how revelation takes place. The moment that a word goes into your spirit, it becomes revelation. Because it becomes illuminated by the light and the fire of the Holy Spirit that you are filled with. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 11, King James Version, and this is John the Baptist speaking, and he's saying that, listen, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you in the Holy Ghost and with fire. Understand that the moment that a word is released and it goes into your spirit, illumination takes place as you are being enlightened by truth. Truth is the very thing that will cause you to rise above the rest. And revelation is the thing that will cause you to be a step ahead of anyone else. And revelation is the thing that will lift you up higher, far above anyone else that is around you. Sadly, many still think that money is a natural thing. Money is not a natural thing. It is a spiritual thing. Just as poverty is a spirit. And it needs to be dealt with effectively. Amen. I'm enjoying myself tonight. Tonight, the back of poverty is about to be broken. Mark my words. Listen, I'm about to take you. I'm just skimming the surface. I'm testing the waters to see where I'm at with you. What I'm about to release will depend on you. That I will go deeper depending on the way that you respond. I've just skimmed the surface. Are you ready to go deeper? Yes. Amen. Put on the screen for me Joel chapter 2 verse 28, King James Version. I want you to look at this. Joel chapter 2 verse 28. There we go. And it says, and it shall come to pass afterward, say afterward, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, say all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. And your young men shall see visions. Listen, the Bible says here that the Spirit will be poured out upon only after something have happened. There will be an outpouring of the Spirit only after something have taken place. Now note that it doesn't say that it will be poured out only upon Christians. Listen, there is a secret locked up in this verse that you're not getting. Can I go deeper? There is a secret locked up in this verse that you are not getting. There is a reason why you're not prophesying. There's a reason why you're not dreaming dreams. Understand that carnal, fleshly believers, or people, men in the world, they just dream. But a spiritual being, a spiritual man, dream dreams. There's a reason why you are not having visions. The reason why you're not prophesying yet is because something has to happen before you can prophesy. There's something that needs to happen before you can see visions. There is something that needs to happen before you can dream dreams. The problem is that many people do not ask. This is how you read the word. But you're not asking yourself the question, but what needs to happen before I can do these things? Something needs to happen before you can actually do these things. Amen? Put on the screen for me. Joel chapter 2 verse 24. Go for me back to verse 24. Now listen to this. You guys with me? And it says, and your bank account shall be full of money. Sorry. Sorry, I made a mistake. It says, and the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. Go to verse 25. Listen, just stay with me. I'm going to show you something now that's going to set you free financially. And it says, and I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. Listen, so God is saying that, listen, only after I have restored to you, what? The years, meaning the times that I've lost, only after that I have restored to you, and then shall you be able to prophesy, and then shall you be able to see visions, and then shall you be able to dream dreams, only after that I have restored. So how will this restoration take place? Through your tithes and your offerings. Put on the screen for me again. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. And it says, bring you all the tithes into the storehouse. It is your tithe that will cause God to be able to restore to you what was lost and what was stolen. If you want to receive what was lost, if a restoration is going to take place, it means that you need to take out an insurance policy that is not of this world. Your tithe is heaven's insurance policy over your finances, so that when havoc strikes, when something goes wrong in your life, you find yourself within a financial crisis, and enables God to be able to step in from eternity into time and to rebuke the devourer on your behalf. To cast out the devourer so that a restoration can take place. Only once I restore to you shall you be able to do these things. But it will take you to tithe so that you can do these things. Can I go a little bit deeper? Meaning that even prophecy requires money. Even prophecy requires money. Now note that the Bible does not say that the enemy, go back for me, Joel chapter 2 verse 25. Look at this. The Bible does not say that the enemy have sent the caterpillar, the cankerworm and the palmer worm. God says this is my great army. So why would God do this? It is because the children of Israel, they've programmed their lives according to the systems of the world. They have departed from the program of God, from the law of God, from the ways of God, and God could no longer protect them. And so God is saying that, listen, you have to come back into my programming, my God system, so that I can restore to you. It is only once you have come back to me that I can restore to you. Amen? So how do you come back so that the restoration can take place? The answer is locked up in Malachi chapter 3 verse 7. Go for me to Malachi chapter 3 verse 7. Stay with me. My time. And it says, even from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from me. Amen. And from my ordinances, and have not kept them. And God speaking, he says, return unto me. This is how you return to him. Return unto me, and I will return unto you. Say of the Lord of hosts, but you said, wherein shall we return? Maybe put the New King James Version quickly for me. In what way shall we return? Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse. If you have departed, it is not over. The enemy wants to tell you that you are done for, that the anointing have left you, that you are useless, that God can no longer use you. But I want to tell you that it is a lie. Tonight, the back of poverty will be broken. I'm telling you, this is the way that you return. When you bring your tithe into the storehouse, Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, then shall I restore to you everything that the enemy have taken away from you. Listen, they didn't go after the harvest. They went after the time. So if this money that you should have had by now, it means that that money that have went lost is in direct relationship with time that you have lost. In direct relationship with time that you have lost. But God is saying that I will restore to you. Put on the screen for me again. Joel chapter 2 verse 25. And it says, but I will restore to you the years that you have lost. I will restore unto you the years that the cankerworm, the palmerworm, and the caterpillar have stolen. When you come back to me with your tithes and with your offerings, I will restore unto you the years that have been taken from you. Listen, I don't know if you're hearing me. I'm speaking about acceleration here. I'm speaking about spiritual acceleration. If I can have more time, I will make more money. The enemy is not going after your harvest. He is going after your time. He wants to waste your time so that you can miss your hour of visitation. The Bible speaks of a man called Elijah. I'm only getting started with this message tonight. The Bible speaks of a man called Hezekiah. King Hezekiah was a good man. He followed the laws of God. Lived according to the ways of God. Amen. And so there came a time that he fell sick, about to die. And Isaiah was sent. And he came to Hezekiah and he said, listen, get your house in order because you're going to die. Then he turned around and he walked away. Can you imagine if a prophet must walk into your house telling you, listen, get your house in order because you're going to die. He turns around and he walks away. It's like, ish. I will fall on my knees and repent. This is exactly what Hezekiah did. What this man did next was found worthy to be recorded in the Word of God. And it's worthy for you to take note of. The Bible says that he turned with his face to the wall. And that he wept bitterly. And that it reminded God of everything that he did for him. He said, God, I remind you. Listen, he supported the ministry. He loved everything about God. And so he did everything within his power to support God. And so he said, God, I remind you that I have done this thing. I remind you that I have done this thing. I remind you that I have done this thing. And so God added 15 more years to his life. Listen, you will benefit greatly when you start to support the kingdom of heaven. I'm telling you that when the time comes and you find yourself, as many sitting here tonight, in a financial crisis or even with a terminal illness, that you will want to remind God of the things that you have done for him. And so I want to ask you, if that time comes, what will you remind him of? Will there be things that you can remind him of? Amen. And so Hezekiah responded to, and so while this took place, Isaiah was already in the outer courts. And God spoke to him and said, go back, because I'm going to heal him. And so here Isaiah goes back to Hezekiah and says, listen, God is going to restore to you 15 more years. Hezekiah responds with the following, saying, listen, what shall be the sign that this thing that the Lord have done for me in this day is true? And Isaiah asked, what is easier? Is it easier for the clock to go backwards, for the shadow to go backwards, depending on what version of the word you're reading? Or is it easier to go forwards? So he thought, no, the natural flow of time is to go forwards. Let it go backwards. I want you to let the shadow go back 9 degrees. Now, for you to understand the spiritual significance of the story, you need to understand the way that they've read time in those days. They didn't have nice watches, nor a cell phone that they could tell time. Amen? They used different systems. And the one spoken of here is a staircase. Now, it can be two types of staircase. It can be a spiral staircase, or it can be a staircase going to an angle flat and going down on another angle. Amen? So what will happen is that the staircase will be covered in shadows. So as the sun comes up, the shadow will move backwards over the steps, exposing the steps to the sun. So let's say 3 steps are exposed, means 3 hours have passed. So this is how they've read times. He said, listen, I want the shadow to go back 9 degrees, 9 steps. So he wanted time to be reversed with 9 hours. Now, you need to understand the miracle that actually took place here. The shadow didn't just go back. So let's say for argument's sake, that it is 3 o'clock. Argument's sake. And the shadow must go back 10 hours. Then what will be the time? I think it will be like, what, 5 a.m.? 5 a.m.? Amen? You guys with me? Now listen, understand that the earth was still rotating like usual. For that shadow to go back 10 hours means that the earth had to stop, and rotate backwards so that the shadow could go backwards. So that 10 hours can be exposed. So that it can be 5 a.m. in the morning for argument's sake. Meaning that Hezekiah was supposed to receive his healing at 5 a.m. But he missed his hour of visitation. As many of you sitting in this place tonight, you have missed your hour of visitation. But I'm telling you that as Hezekiah have redeemed the time, so you're about to receive the ability tonight to redeem the time. Where time was taken from you, where time was stolen. I'm telling you that you're going to redeem time tonight. The same thing happened to Joshua. He said that, listen, we're busy with a war, a battle, and we're failing miserably. The sun is going down, and we're not going to survive this battle. And he realized, but hang on, God have made a promise. He said that I give all dominion to man over all the earth. And he raised his hands and he said that I command the sun and the moon to stand still. Okay, in the earth, and stood still. Time was redeemed, and victory was given into their hands. Tonight, a victory will be given into your hands. As you receive this revelation of deliverance in your finances, time is going to be restored. Your money is going to be restored. Your bank accounts is going to be full. You're going to become financially successful in every facet, form, and way in your life. The enemy goes after your time. He wants to waste your time. But you have got the ability, the power as a believer, to redeem the time. Amen. I need to start ministering to people. I'm only getting started with this word. Put on the screen for me verse 26. I'll close over this. Joel chapter 2 verse 26. And it says, and you shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that have dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Amen. So after these things have been restored, you will live what? What type of life will you live? A life of abundance. It says that they will eat in plenty and be satisfied. It speaks of an overflow. It speaks of a life of abundance. You will start to live a life of abundance. Amen. Listen, this is a promise that is worth a reward. It is something that has been spoken by God and set and established in the eternity that cannot be revoked and that cannot be taken back. Amen. Now listen, let me close over this. 5 more minutes. Amen. There's some keys that you need to understand on the relationship between time and money. The keys on the relationship between time and money. So now you understand that time is important, right? So if time is opportunity and money, then it means that the more time I get, the more money I will make. The more money I will make. God is going to cause a spiritual acceleration to take place in your life. The reason why it's not happened yet, because you have not yet caught this revelation. Let your spirit be open tonight. Receive this word and you will see things change in your life. Mark my words, I'm standing before you today as a living testimony of this thing. I'm not just preaching a message. I am testifying of something that I have applied to my life and have worked over and over and over. I'm telling you that I'm standing before you on this night, debt free. I don't know the word debt. That word does not exist in my vocabulary. Debt where? Show me. I'm telling you, I'm debt free because of my tithes and my offerings, because of applying certain principles of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. This thing works. If you can break that carnal mindset that is keeping you back, like, I don't know what this guy is actually doing up there. I don't know what he's saying. Kill that thing. You need to get your spirit man stronger than your natural man, and then giving will become easy for you. You will be blessed by it. Amen. Listen, this is what happens. When you stand in a relationship with someone that is toxic and the relationship goes sour, you will normally say, you have wasted my time. Remember, I'm speaking about the relationship between time and money. How do you get paid? You get paid by the hour. There is a direct relationship between time and money. that you, listen, if you can use this thing in your favor, you will be financially prosperous in every dimension of your life. Listen, you will not find a broke person that is punctual. That is just one that I thrown out for free. It's a pleasure. Now, the truth about poverty. Can I quickly close over this? The truth about poverty. I say again that money is a spirit. Many have been misinformed thinking that poverty is a genetic disease. It is not. It is a spirit that needs to be dealt with accurately. You need to sever its head. You need to break its back and cast it out. Amen? Poverty is a mindset. It is between your ears. It moves and go where you go. Amen? Listen, when God made Adam, he formed him out of the dust of the ground. I'll be closing off with this. He formed him out of the dust of the ground and saw that, listen, he needs a helper. And so God put Adam to sleep, removed one of his ribs, and formed Eve. Why did God not form her out of the dust of the ground? Because God said that when he formed man, that I now give all dominion to man over all the earth. And so he could not form it out of the dust. He had to form it out of Adam. Because he's the one now with dominion. God now had to work through him to gain access. And so, everything that Adam needed to survive was locked up on the inside of him. I'm telling you tonight that everything that you need for your financial deliverance is locked up on the inside of you. This healing that you're looking for is locked up on the inside of you. This relationship that you're looking for, it is locked up on the inside of you. This money that you're looking for, it is locked up on the inside of you. The millions that you're looking for, it is locked up on the inside of you. Everything that you need to succeed in life, it is found on the inside of you. You merely have to let it loose. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Encounter. For more information, log on to www.encounterchurch.co.za or simply give us a call on Pretoria 012-753-9091. For more resources and updates, simply follow us on social media on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. We'll see you next time on Encounter.